Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Yes. What's going to be in your news feed, on your timeline? What are you going to hear about? What are you going to hear on the radio? What are you going to see on the television? What are you going to read about in the paper or online? We'll tell you right now.
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be in the news?
Monday, going to be hot. Especially today, tomorrow. So we got the heat warnings, the advisories, the excessive heat watches, all that stuff today, tomorrow. So be mindful of the heat the next couple of days.
Not that it wasn't warm over the weekend also, but right, a couple more days of this.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, how about this? It's a move-in day today at UW-Milwaukee. All right. Hey, so someone's moving into a dorm. Breaking news.
Top Madison story.
Madison is also doing some moving stuff here the next couple of days. The attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump will make the news today. A bipartisan congressional task force is going to meet in Butler, Pennsylvania, as it investigates the assassination attempts. They're going to actually be on the site there. You might see some video of lawmakers looking and pointing and having conversations and discussions as they look into this. Meanwhile, a rogue committee made up of just Republicans is also going to meet today as well for a forum on the matter. So
what's a forum mean?
Like they're just going to also address it and talk about it and make a news conference. And
so that's not one of these things where you have testimony or whatever.
Matt Gaetz is part of that crew. So, you know, sometimes you wonder what's going on there, but I think they're just trying to make the news maybe. Anyway, there's the normal bipartisan House committee, and then there is this rogue committee, and both are doing stuff today. Senator Ron Johnson, by the way, is part of a Senate committee. He made news on Sunday saying the FBI isn't helping in the case, by the way.
The Secret Service, FBI are basically dragging their feet. They're stonewalling us.
He was on Fox News, and the FBI says, not true. You know, we've been helping with a lot of things, and the Secret Service also says they've released 1,000 pages of requested documentation so far. But anyway, they want more details. On Tuesday, reminder, Brewers fans, big series against the Giants, of course, but it's also the start of the new parking system at AmFam Field. That means you pay ahead of time or you pay with the QR code.
And even if you pay ahead of time, you just drive right in. You don't check in with the attendant at point of entry. You park, and then you got to look for the QR code to scan.
IndyCar comes to the Milwaukee Mile over the weekend. A news conference will be held tomorrow, so you hear about that. There'll be a lot of talk about the IndyCar the next few days. Big news from SpaceX on Tuesday. It's planning to launch its Polaris Dawn mission to carry a crew of private citizens to altitudes higher than any human has traveled since the Apollo program. The four-person crew includes a billionaire named Jared Isaacman, who self-funded a mission in 2021. His friend and a former Air Force pilot, Scott Kidd Poteet, is going to be on, as well as two SpaceX engineers. And apparently the crew will open the hatch of their spacecraft and expose themselves to the vacuum of space, marking the first time such a feat has been attempted by non-government astronauts. So that's happening on Tuesday.
Man, fraught with peril.
Yeah.
That's a very complicated mission.
Maybe they should swing over and grab those two astronauts that are
right,
stuck.
If we're going to do that, swing on by? As long as you're going to be
Thursday,
up here.
Thursday, former President Donald Trump holds a town hall in La Crosse Thursday night. On the weekend, the Taste of Madison is held this Labor Day weekend, of course. Streaming season 4 of Only Murders in the Building arrives on Hulu on Tuesday at the movies.
There's nothing a retired governor can do but a president.
Now he can do a thing or two.
You know who that is?
No.
Who am I? Who's this talking?
There's nothing a retired governor can do, but a president.
Now he can do a thing or two.
I'm not picking
it up. It's Ronald Reagan. Dennis Quaid.
I thought you meant the actor.
All right. It's Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid is playing Reagan.
There's nothing a retired governor can
do.
I heard you, Mr. President. I'm sorry.
It hits the theaters this weekend, plus the psychological space thriller Slingshot featuring Casey Affleck and Lawrence Fishburne as astronauts. That opens this weekend as well.